Good day, I'm Anjui James Soyes with JIS Midday News for Tuesday, October 4. Coming up, all schools to reopen by Friday. Norman Manley International Airport resumes operations. At Marcus Garvey Drive in Kingston will reopen to vehicular traffic later today. The details after this message.
There's no specific vaccine or treatment for Zika V. Mosquito prevention is key. Protect yourself from Zika V. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. The Meteorological Service of Jamaica has discontinued the tropical storm warning for Jamaica. Head of the Met Service, Evan Thompson, says the island is no longer at threat of tropical storm force winds as Hurricane Matthew continues to move away and weather conditions improve.
We have moved outside of the range of tropical storm force winds that extend over 100 kilometers from the center of Hurricane Matthew. We are now just over 200 kilometers away.
Mr. Thompson was speaking at a press conference at the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, OPDEM, in Kingston Tuesday. He says although Hurricane Matthew is no longer considered a threat, there is likely to be some occurrence of rainfall and thunderstorms over sections of the island. This partly because of daytime heating, as well as the instability that exists from the hurricane. All schools that were not used as shelters in preparation for Hurricane Matthew are expected to resume classes on Wednesday, October 5. Local Government Minister Desmond McKenzie says the National Emergency Operations Center has scaled down activities to level 1 activation in light of the reduction in the threat level of Hurricane Matthew. This means that all shelters have begun scaling down operations today, depending on conditions in all locations. As such, Minister McKenzie is recommending the return to routine operations where possible.
So by Friday, all shelters should be deactivated. And we are expecting that by Friday, schools will be fully back in operation. And by Monday morning, we will have a 100% resumption of classes throughout the country.
Meanwhile, all ministries, departments, and agencies reopened at 10 today. The public transportation system has also resumed limited service today, and businesses are encouraged to follow through on their business continuity plans. The Norman Manley International Airport, NMIA, has resumed operations based on the latest information available regarding the projected path of Hurricane Matthew. The NMIA says following the discontinuation of the severe weather threat that was issued for Jamaica, the decision was made to reopen the airport for full operations at 12 noon. Airlines are now making arrangements for the start of flight activity.
And this is given consideration to the fact that much of the impact of the storm has passed. So we are open for 12 o'clock today. Airlines are in fact going to be rebooking passengers on the respective flights. We are advising persons before they travel to the airport to call their airlines, their reservations, numbers that they have to ensure that the booking is in fact in place for travel today or rebooking for another time.
Senior Director of Commercial Development and Planning at the Airports Authority of Jamaica and NMIA Limited, Alfred MacDonald. Passengers booked on cancelled flights from previous days are advised to contact their travel agent or the airline's customer care number for rebooking options. And the National Works Agency, NWA, has announced that Marcus Garvey Drive in Kingston will reopen to vehicular traffic later today. The roadway was closed by the NWA on Monday to accommodate emergency remedial work.
We intend to have the corridor reopened before the end of today. Work is now taking place to have this process completed before mid-afternoon so that persons can once again go along that corridor.
Manager of Communications and Customer Services at the NWA, Stephen Shaw. Mr. Shaw adds that the section of the Palisades Strip between Norman Manley International Airport and Port Royal has also been reopened, along with the stretch of road from Williams Field to Glengough in St. Catherine. Motorists, however, should expect delays as that area has been reduced to single-lane traffic. Meanwhile, landslides are being cleared along the section of Stony Hill, leading to Tom's River at Brandon Hill in Kingston. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.